whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 373 on Saturday, March 29th, 2025. Or if you're here in Aussie land or future land, I think we'll just call all of those ahead of US time frame as future land. It is Sunday, the 30th of March. Can we believe that we are at the end of March? Does anyone want to put up their hand and say, what the hell is happening with time? Time is just fleeting. I think it's a little bit crazy. All right. Good morning. Time is an illusion. Lots of things are. Good morning. Let's say good morning to the chat room. We have got Chris with us as always. Thank you. Has just resubscribed for 79 months. God, we've known each other a very long time. It's crazy. We also have got Zaya's here. Thank you. Zep's here. Thank you. Zaya says, time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana. That is true. Very true. Zep, thank you very much. Just subscribed again for 25 months. I need to fix my little... my little pop-up thing. I didn't realize my size. The size is off, guys. Anyway, thank you. Not sure if anyone else is here, but if you are, welcome. And thank you for hanging out, giving of a little bit of your time today. Let's do a cheers. I have got a coffee. Oh, Stir's here. Hi, Stir. I'm here. Hang on, where's my... hang on, cheers. Cheers to you all. I've got a mocha. Where's my bumper? Where's my bumper?
Yes, I'm here.
Here we go. That's for you, Stir. Also, oh, Stir, I did get a dial tone. I think it was you I was saying I was going to get. Here we go. That's for, like, when my brain's not computing. Which is a lot. 1979 is calling, yes. All right. Well, thank you all for being here today. And good one, Lita. You didn't put your phone on mute. How many years have I been doing this and I still can't get shit right? It says start around 1993. That is true, Chris. It's very hard to slam a iPhone or Android, because obviously you'll break it, but the good old fashioned... my grandfather worked for the telecom here in Australia back a long time ago. Rest in peace, he is no longer here, and he was a lovely man. And yeah, he did a lot of the North Queensland, in particular, I think Rockhampton, phone lines around about that. This is where I just thought it was senior gaming committee. Well, you're not Wrong, sir. I mean, I'm gonna say that probably the majority of chat. I don't know how old Zep is, but I'm gonna say that everyone here in chat would be over 40. Zep is a pop. So if he's under 40, then not really, but he's younger than Chris. Okay. I'm going to say that we're all over 40. So yeah. Remember seeing the first moon landing live, Saya. Oh God. Yes. Time again, you know, when they say time is just, it's just crazy. We're at the end of March, it's 2025, and yeah. Sepp actually isn't. He just hangs out with old women like me. Fair enough. There are some people that do get on very well with the older. I must admit, growing up, I was always like I had a few friends that were mine. You're just a bit under 40, almost there. Okay, so let's say 85% of the chat room's over 40. Yeah, but mostly I would always hang out with like my mom and my grandma and the older generations for certain. So I feel like I've always been hanging out with the older bunch, really. So which there's nothing wrong with that. We learn a lot from the older generations. Grandma taught me a lot about baking, a lot about crafting, gave me a love for all of that. So, you know, I miss her dearly. Her birthday would have been a couple weeks ago. She would have been, she was still alive. She would have been 100 and I'm gonna say probably like 102 if she had was still alive, but yeah. So anyway, thank you all for being here. Hopefully I'm still having we're still trying to sort out some internet stuff, so as much as I don't want to, you know, just in case if anything happens, I will be back as soon as I can. But yeah, it's not fully fixed. It's still been a it's been a little bit better behaved, but it's still not great. So we've got our people looking into it. Our people meaning my father. Anyway, all right. News. So a couple congratulations. So and again, apologies. You guys know I'm not great at pronouncing names, so I try my very best, but not always the best at getting it correct. So first off, we've got Nathani. I'm gonna say it's Nathani. Congratulations on becoming our 10th The War Within pacifist champion. So yeah, we've got 10 passies, guys. That's amazing. And then we've got Bikini War. Congratulations to them. They became our 28th iron. Crazy, crazy. Honestly, but well done. Now I had waited, and no information came, so I just did a basic blog post for both of them on the website yesterday. So nobody, I think someone reached out, but nobody got back to us. So again, I just want to say that if you hit max level, please contact the mods if you're on the forums, I know Zaya did send out the information, but nothing came in. So I can't hold things forever, and if I don't receive anything within, I mean, I gave most of them over a week, closer to 2 weeks. If I don't get anything back, I'm just going to do a blog post. So again, if you do hit max level, please reach out to myself, Stir, Zaya, Chris. They will get you the information. I'll get you in touch with me, and we'll go from there. But I need the information within a timely frame. And when I don't get it, I've just got to do blog posts. I like to keep them in the order that they ding, and I know some people will go, "Oh, who cares?" That's the way I like our website to work. So if I get one before the other one, I will sit on it until I get that person. So I just like things to be in order, and I like them to come out in the order that they ding. So I know some people might go, "Who cares?" But for me, that's the way I like to do it, and that's what we've been ma maintaining from day dot. So yeah, we'll keep with that. All right, so a couple of things news wise that I thought we might talk about. Just bear with me, let me see if this is going to come up. So there was, where is it? Ba, 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 ba. No, that didn't come up. Wrong one leader. Good. Okay, hang on. Sorry, just bear with me. Leader had a brain fart. Why does that not come up with what? I don't know, scene. That didn't come up with the one that I want. You're the one that I want? Ooh. Okay, let's go back. All right, so we'll go with just some information for 11.1.5. Let me just put it in the chat, and I'll have it in the show notes. Splash screen features cooldown manager. So they talk about track your cooldowns by enabling this feature in the settings menu. So I'm guessing they're wanting to remove various add-ons, because I know I have various add-ons that keep my cooldowns, etc. It also talked about Horrific Visions Revisited. Did you guys see that? I was like, what the hell? So yeah, there was just some interesting, I thought, cooldowns, and might be really, we're going back to visions. Yeah, well, it's good to see that they're utilizing content we've already got, which I don't mind that, because we the game has a lot of content. 20 years worth of content. So sometimes it feels like it just, unless you're starting those new tunes again, you know what I mean? You go back to the starting zones, you go go back to leveling, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my god, yes, I remember this, I remember that. But when you're running around on your level 80 or your normal tune or whatever it is that you're doing, a lot of times you can forget all the stuff that has come and that is available out there. So I thought it was kind of cool. So we'll see. Obviously it's not for challenge tunes, but there might be, that might be interesting. I did have also the information on April the Trading Post. So as we know, Trading Post is really good because it's account wide to be able to get things on, you know, if you're working on your challenge tunes on lower stuff. So sometimes they might have, you know, do get 10 levels, do, you know, 50 quests or something like that. And because it's all account wide, that if you started it on a new challenge tune that you've for the month, and you're like, okay, well, I got up to here before I died or before I had to do this, and then I jump back over onto this challenge tune here, and it will pick up, oh, I've got a level. So you know, the fact that it's count wide is interesting. The charger, it's almost time for April Fool's Day post, yes. Be interesting to see what's going to... Any predictions? That's what we should have, predictions. I didn't even think about it. I should have had a prediction show. Alright, put some guesses in the chat. Let me know any thoughts. I honestly don't know. I'm probably the person that I remember, when was it? Was it one of the first April? It was one of the first April Fools. I can't remember if it was the first, excuse me. Realms will become our hardcore stir predictions. Chris and Sue of Beast become best buds for the day. Oh, I love that. I love that. Wonder if I could Photoshop that. I'm not very good at Photoshop, but I could try it. Oh, that would be really cool. But remember, like, the tinfoil hat, and, like, I remember those posts and being, and reading through, and it not clicking, because obviously, when a lot of stuff had come out, because I'm Future Girl, I'd already kind of had the April, you know, we'd had the April Fools, so it didn't even dawn on me. And, you know, it's like, why are we getting a tinfoil hat? So, you know, it's always one of those things that it's kind of like, I have to remember time zones, etc. Which you would think, after all this time, I should be used to. Yeah. I know. Niffin, new allied race. I think a lot of people really want that. And again, you think about the things that they've given us. What was it? Pandas. When was that? That was like one of the early on. Actually, we have got Pandaren. So, you know, sometimes these things... Tusker, I completely hear you. I do too, Chris. I just would love a walrus female for something. Mind you, I can't keep up with the ones that I've got. Or they'll say, Naga, and make everyone mad. Yeah. I would not go back to anything else if they made Taskar playable. Yeah. I think, we've got a lot of playable races. But there's a sort certain satisfaction in when something just really strikes a balance. Like for me, if I think about class, Murlocs could be fun, yeah. That would be a lot of fun. And even if we think about like class-wise, more so than race. So if I think there's certain, well, maybe race-wise, what do like I'm not a worgen. I've got one worgen. She's think about level 36. Because I always like to have one of something. And for a while, I went through trying to have a few, and I just was like, it's not my vibe. But I do try and have like one. I've got one Volpera. I've got a few Tauren. I've got human. I've got undead, because undead is just very me. Mind you, most of my undead are also warlocks. And are probably also challenged it. There's just some that I don't like. A lot of the allied races I don't actually have, or I made them and then I've deleted them. Like I've got far too many toons. I'm not getting through even playing my normal alts as opposed to anything else. So, very slack. Anyway, it is what it is later. It is. So, yeah. So, we've got Trading Post coming with April. There is a Charger. Violet Dark Moon Charger. There's some new transmog stuff. Did anyone do the Trial of Style? Anyone have fun with that? I did on later. I did a few. It must be the time I play. I just just wasn't very interesting. What do you call it? What's the word? What you've got to make. You got all the mogs. Yeah, I haven't finished it. Zai's not your vibe. I think you've got a lot of other things that are your vibe. So, yeah. But again, for all the things that come through with the trading post, to keep an eye on that for those that do follow it. I haven't missed a month, and I get very antsy if I don't get it completed in the first half of the month. Yeah, I need more attendees. I agree. I don't think they're giving us enough. I think Blizzard should be looking at who has been participating this for over a year, and we should get like buffed, because there's lots of things that I go and I'm like, I can't afford that. I can't afford that. I'm just like, God damn it. Anyway, okay. The other thing that I saw on the news from a few days ago, guild name changes will retire from the shop and cost 200,000 gold on April 22nd. So Blizzard has said on April 22nd, guild name changes will be sold for 200,000 gold from guild masters in any major city, and the guild name change service will be retired from the shop. So as much as it's not something that we're going to go around, most of us don't go around changing our guild names, but I thought it was interesting, and I thought if you didn't see it, you weren't aware of it, just to let you know. Less than the last warband bank slot. True. Yeah. So it's something to be aware of for those of you that maybe, like, I've still got my bank guild, which is my old raiding guild from when I moved across from Oceanic years and years and years ago. That's my bank alt guild on Wormrest, Earthen Ring, and on Oceanic I still have some toons on Oceanic, because I never want to like move every. I just moved all the main ones, but again, that's a bloody long time ago that happened. Chris, we don't even buy till the last day of the month because I need to see how much everything is the next month before I buy. Oh damn, you, Chris, you are playing with fire, girl. I can't. I have to. As soon as I've got enough, I've got to buy it. 'Cause what if something happens to me and I can't get? So I normally will just go for the one, like, what do I want? Have I got enough for it? If I don't have enough for it, it's work to try and get that done ASAP so I can buy the thing that I want, which normally is the mount or pets, and then I'll look at transmog. I am a sucker for a pretty mount, and even if it's a crap mount, it's normally a mount. And when they bring out two mounts in the month, I want to slap someone at Blizzard. Because normally I can't afford to get two. Because I have something like 600 mounts. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And I must admit, I am trying to regularly try and rotate. Because you do get, I know I do get stuck with using the same mount for every toon. So even if I make a new toon, I try and give them a different mount so I'm rotating through. Because when you've got a lot of mounts, some you don't see. Some I won't see because they might be ground mounts only. But I do try and rotate. And I also, for Leta in particular, transmog mount to match. I have done that with my challenge toons as well. If I can transmog them, mount to match. Of course, gotta look good. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention is Darkmoon Fair starts next week, so the 5th of April. And we'll go to the 12th. So keep that in your mind, because I won't be here next week, because we're on 2 weeks. So Darkmoon Fair, again, if you're starting a new toon, great. If you're starting, if you're going to start up a green man, working man, pacifist, any of that stuff, you can start prepping them now. So when Darkmoon Fair comes out, it might be helpful to, get a little bit of gold. Don't forget your whole hand-in tickets, buy, sell the bag to get yourself some goal to help start off your turn. So, yeah. All right. State of the challenges. Let's have a look. Now, I must admit, it was a very pleasant surprise when I looked at this week's when the report popped, and I was like, hot damn. We have got some people that have definitely been busy leveling. We've also, because we have people leveling, things happen. And that will be the case in particular this week. So let's start with iron. So I have got the top 10. At number 10, we've got Radamus at level 31. Number 9 is Iron Rose at level 33. Number 8 is Latrei at level 37, RIP. Number 7 was Latrei, so it must have been the maybe the first turn, level 51, RIP. So I'm guessing someone, unless it was a different realm. Might have been a different realm. Yeah, so number 6, Ralph Wurr at level 58. Number 5, Iron Heffy at level 68. 4 is Yez at level 70, RIP. 3 is Jura, but I think I've probably pronounced that incorrectly because of some weird little what do you call it, like accent thing. But level 72, RIP. Number 2 is another Latrell at level 72, RIP. Rough week for the Irons. Number 1 is Bikini War, making level 80, and that is our 28th, the War Within Ironman Champion. Okay, so what was that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 RIPs from level 37 to level 72. Rough week for our irons. Okay, Bloods. We've got 8 Bloods. Insane Pain at level 15. That's Insane Pain. Love it. What a great name. Number 7 is Boromir at level 16. Number 6 is Fiesta Taco at level 17. Now that's normal spelling. Fiesta Taco. I do think it is Taco because I'm pretty sure that tune was on Wormrest. So I think Taco is back. Number 5, Jedi Chucky. Level 17, RIP. Number 4, Silver Wilds at level 25. Is it back? Am I back? Okay, I'm back. All right. So, Nat's saying it's okay. That's saying unstable. Twitch is saying unstable. Anyway. All right, let's just try and get this done because, you know. Frozen like a winter spring here. Yes. All right. You guys have you've got me. Hopefully I should be back. Let's just try and get this done. See, it's I feel like if I go more than 30 minutes, my net just goes, tough shit. You're off. I don't know. All right. Still says unstable. I don't know. Can you guys hear me? It says I am Says I'm live. My net is saying unstable, so I am slightly concerned. Okay. You've got me. I'm back, but my connection is saying it's not great. So I'm just going to try and get through this real quick. Because, you know me, piecing together episodes. I hate it with a deadly passion. Alright, so, Bloods. Taco was number 3 at level 32. Number 2 was Bluthalus at level 34. Number 1, Silver Hell at level 49. Pacifist, we had 3. Number 3 is Polite Kavaski at level 16. Number 2 is Harmless at level 41. And number 1 is Nathani at level 80, making them our 10th The War Within Pacifist Champion. Working Man, we had 2. And Work It Taco is level 18, but red flagged for gear quality. Number 1 is Iron Bow at level 33. Greens, we had 2. Cendramon at level 55. And number 1 was Belladone at level 58. Tins, we had Latina at level 72. We had no iron or blood teams this week, but we do have a green man team. And I can't say it in agency tourist, might be French. Tourist agency is the translation. They're level 28 for green man team. So that's exciting. That's very exciting. All right. Okay, still saying it's unstable. I don't know. Alright. Chit chat. I've just got a funny one. I was like, so I don't know. If you've got a funny and I've got time to read it, let's do it. If I go offline, I will just call it. Okay? So just so you know, I won't be back. But here's my funny. So, a warlock walks into a bar, sits down for 30 minutes, says, "Demon bolt," then gets up and starts to walk out. The bartender asks, "Hey, aren't you going to order?" The warlock says, "Nah, I just needed to sit for a spell." I have not heard that one. I was like, oh my god, that is my new favorite. And it was a warlock. Like, I didn't have to change anything. I was like, that was so cute. So, yeah. Alright, it was very cute.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.